Hello, I'm Stu Sensei, and welcome to the Stu Sensei English Podcast, the place that helps you unlock your English ability. Let's crack on with the show. Hello, welcome to the Stu Sensei English Podcast with me, Stu Sensei. Today, we have Camille back. She's going to be talking about what American English pronunciation is. Let's go. What's the first thing you think of when someone says American English to you?
American English. And I probably think of the movies like Hollywood and things like that. And then I probably think of more neutral accents because there are so many different accents in the States. But when I hear American English, I'm not thinking like the Boston accent or the South Carolina, the Southern accent. No, I'm thinking more California, more neutral when I hear American English.
Okay. So do you think learners think the same?
Think so. I think a lot of people that I've taught, I'm like, why are you choosing the American accent? And they say from movies that they watch, they really enjoy it, or from TV series, things like that. So I think Hollywood influences the world in a pretty big way.
Yeah, definitely. I think, well, anyone that we look up to, we want to imitate, don't we? So I think there is that part of it, especially with learning languages. When I think about when I was a kid and I wanted to be a football player, you have the person that you want to imitate. So I think it's very similar. So I understand why people say, you know, they want to have this or that, because that it's just that kind of focus, very similar.
What do you think when you hear it? Like when you hear American accent, what do you think of?
It's difficult. I'd probably say I think it's just because of famous figures. You know, there is so many different accents, and if you look at something like Friends, you can hear a variety of accents just within that one TV show. Yeah. But then the first thing that probably pops up to me is George W. Bush or Trump or someone like this, where they're on TV and have like a powerful position that the words that they say should be impactful in some way, shape, or form. So I think that sits in my brain quite a bit.
Yeah, totally. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then in England, there's like almost, or some people say over 40 or around 40 accents anyway. And there's such a wide variety that I have issues with listening to some of them because of the frequency that I've listened to it or how my experiences with it. So how about in America for you? Is there any accents that you struggled with at all?
So I was born in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We have an accent that is unique to the rest of the country. It sounds pretty Canadian, like words like bag and flag. Up there they say bag and flag, so it's very different in that aspect. Moving to the South was a shock because the vocabulary is different. They say a lot of things and their accent is strong. Not every single person, but from somebody that was born in Michigan coming to the South, it's different. It really is. They say a Southern drawl, and it's true. So sometimes I even struggle to understand what people are saying, and I just smile and nod my head like an English learner. Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, America's a huge country, so you can imagine that a lot of the accents, there must be quite a lot of variety between each, not even just each state, but you'd imagine even specific areas. Have you ever can you tell that whenever you talk to someone that you feel like they are from America, or do you feel sometimes if you speak to someone who's was born in America, but the sounds that they produce, they sound different to you to what you expected?
Oh, that's a good question. Thinking about it, I've never really thought about it. I think usually I know, like, you're from the North or you're from the Midwest. You're from California, aren't you? You know, I can't identify everyone, but usually, and then like if somebody moved to the States, because we have tons of foreigners here, I can usually tell, even people that have been here for 15 or 20 years, I'll just be like, where are you from originally? And then that opens up a door.
It's a good icebreaker, isn't it, actually, their own. Yeah. Accent,
so. Totally, because everyone has a unique accent. I met somebody last week and she'd been in the States for years, so she didn't have a strong accent, but she was from Poland, so I was like, interesting. Yeah.
It's really, really interesting because people are really worried about that. You know, the way that they already speak and
It's
sounding as
true.
native as possible, you know.
It's true, but I think if you can understand people and be understood, then you shouldn't worry so much about your accent or sounding strange. I think you'll be okay.
100%. I mean, like you see it in films. You know, they wouldn't be able to produce films if the person wasn't understandable. And obviously we could look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, but even if you think of like Alan Rickman in Die Hard, obviously he's English, but he plays a foreign, maybe a German person in that, and he's putting on a pronunciation style, but you understand everything he says. So it's not like the accent has a dramatic. If you're working on pronunciation, that is, it's not like the accent has a dramatic effect on communication skills.
So a lot of people come to me. I have students that live here in the US and they moved here 10, 15 years ago and they just really want to improve their accent. They want to sound native, but I'm like, really? Your accent is good. I wouldn't be so focused on like sounding so perfect, you know, because your accent makes you who you are. Like, I guess if it's your main goal, if you really, really want to, you can always improve it. There's room for improving it. But I don't think people should worry too much about it or be stressed about it, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And do you think that, yeah, you know, definitely in the UK, there's like this north-south divide, it feels like at times, where you can tell where someone's from, and then there's like, I'm not going to say animosity, but there's definitely some banter, let's call it, between the two areas. And even can be even more specific than that, but we usually say a north-south divide. Do you have something similar within?
We have a north-south divide, exactly. People from the north might make fun of the southern drawl, the southern accent, and then same thing, people from the south make fun of people from the north, and they always know. They're like, "Oh, you're not from around here. Where are you from?" But I will say that now it's becoming so much more of a melting pot where there's tons of northerners, tons of people from Colorado, even California. People are coming from all over to the south, specifically to my city here in Greenville. We are such a melting pot. And so I think there maybe is less and less of that. I want to say I'm hopeful.
It seems like there's more, there's definitely more. The accents are still moving, you know, and they're still adjusting. And seeing, even in the UK, we have the same situation since everyone travels around the country now. So some things are adjusting. So it's interesting that that is happening at the minute for sure. That's it for this episode. You can find Camille at Camille Hansen on Instagram and YouTube. And I'd love to see you back for the next episode because it's sure to be great. Ciao.